This is Ted Kennedy. A biased White House report is misstating the successful record of the United States at the United Nations. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, the White House has just submitted a deceptive report to Congress, purporting to show that other countries at the United Nations vote with the United States only 18% of the time. Hogwash, Al. It's a dishonest report that ought to be labeled How to Lie with Statistics. It lumps all UN votes together, although some votes are obviously more important than others. And key UN actions are often taken by consensus, without votes, an area where the United States has had an impressive success in recent years. Conservatives are upset by the report too, Al. It's been sharply criticized by President Reagan's current and former ambassadors to the UN, Vernon Walters and Jean Kirkpatrick. The White House ought to be ashamed to put its stamp of approval on a half-truth document like that. Tell them to yank the report, Al, and cut out the UN bashing.
You Democrats always dazzle me, Ted. Just because a government report disagrees with your viewpoints, you order it withdrawn. Now we have this thoughtful report on the way the United Nations votes. You don't like the figures, so you want to cover it up. Whatever happened to the free exchange of ideas? A good liberal concept only when it matches your own prejudices, eh, Ted? This report was required by those of us in the Congress. It does far more than just tell us how often one country votes with us or against us at the UN. The law requires that the administration consider this voting percentage, among other factors, when determining how much foreign assistance to render to these dandy countries that ram it to us with great glee at every turn. The way they go about it all may not be perfect for you, Ted, but you're the only one practicing distractions and distortion. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off again tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.